From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President of Turkey meets with U.S. Secretary of Defense. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Friday discussed the need to increase military cooperation between the two countries in the campaign to defeat Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Carter arrived Friday in Ankara, Turkey, where he met with Erdogan and other top Turkish political and defense officials. Wayne Lee has more for VOA.
Carter's trip to Ankara comes amid tensions between Turkey and Iraq over the campaign to retake Mosul from Islamic State fighters. Turkey wants to have a larger role in the battle for Iraq's second-largest city, but Iraq is opposed. The U.S. fears tensions could kill an agreement that is keeping rival militias out of Mosul. Carter said it is important for Turkey to respect Iraqi sovereignty.
The United States will continue to work with both of them and keep everybody focused on the objective of defeating ISIL, because it has struck Turkish homeland, even as it has struck the homelands of the United States and many of our other coalition partners.
Turkey and Iraq have been feuding about the presence of Turkish troops at a camp north of Mosul, where Turkey has been training Sunni and Kurdish fighters. Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. Defense Department statement said the leaders agreed to maintain frequent communication and close coordination. Russia's largest naval deployment in years raised eyebrows as the flotilla sailed past Norway through the English Channel on the way to the eastern Mediterranean Sea to support Moscow's air campaign in Syria. A diplomat with NATO told Reuters news agency it was Russia's largest deployment since the end of the Cold War. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg expressed concern the flotilla may join attacks on Aleppo and